There's a fascinating image that emerges from Henry David Thoreau and his relationship with Walden Pond. It's his sounding of Walden Pond. We're told he sounds a frozen Walden Pond with compass and chain and sounding line, and that he drills over 100 holes in the ice, lowers and raises a stone affixed to a fishing line through each hole, measures the line's dive, and estimates the pond's depth to be 102 feet. That from the essay Sounding Walden by Laura Zibor in Mosaic, September 2010, describing Thoreau as he goes below what is already, for him, incredibly important, the surface of Walden Pond. And he actually has a chapter in Walden he titles Sounds in the auditory sense of the word, and we find that he wants, in a sense, to get below the surface of our day-to-day way of hearing, perceiving sounds in a routine way that defines human civilization, to get below that routinized hearing. He'd rather we pay attention to the materiality of sound, the touch of sound, which is vibration. Further, Thoreau wrote, nature makes no noise. The howling storm, the rustling leaf, the pattering rain are no disturbance. There is an essential and unexplored harmony in them. And in her essay, There is Music in Every Sound by Janika Bock, she tells us Thoreau wrote of perceiving such harmony in the world around us as the verdict of a soul in health. For Thoreau, using his senses like this, listening to what he thought of as music in nature, helped him discover what he believed to be the world's underlying harmony, and says Bock, serving Thoreau as a means to become a witness to the order of the universe, and as an indicator of nature's, and by extension, the universe's health. In Thoreau's words, all these sounds, the hum of insects at noon, the crowing of cocks in the morning, the baying of dogs at night, are evidence of nature's health or soundness. Words of Henry David Thoreau, quoted by Janika Bock in her essay, There is Music in Every Sound, in Copas, 2006. Alice Kelsey has been sounding a pond she's been drawn to over the past decade in central Pennsylvania, not literally like Thoreau with compass and chain and sounding line to determine its depth, though she has gone deep as she's opened herself to the sights and sounds, the touch and taste of the place that she's come to love. Alice Kelsey is a visual artist who's rendered her experience of the pond in paint and pastel, with pen and more, and in words too. What is fascinating is not just her love of the natural world and the visual arts, but her training as a medical doctor. So when we hear that Henry David Thoreau uses the word health, we might perk up our ears and wonder if there is some connection in Alice Kelsey's life that brings all of these concerns together. She'll tell us that ultimately, in sounding her own heart, she found her passion for painting and working in many different media was even deeper than her doctoring skills. So she's now a full-time artist in the Central Susquehanna Valley, with an exhibition titled, appropriately, Through the Surface, set to open this weekend at the Bellefonte Art Museum. We had a chance to speak by phone with Alice Kelsey about these new works and how she came to draw and paint and see so deeply.
I was, I think, pretty much an artist from the start, and thankfully nurtured by many important people and experiences along the way, but partly because of where I grew up, eastern Pennsylvania, a rural section. You know, I was always outdoors exploring and surrounded by so many visually beautiful, interesting places to explore that it really nurtured my creativity and desire to then express that visually. So, yes, I did draw from the start. Real early on with my grandfather, who was also an artist, would sketch together and had a really wonderful high school art teacher and studied painting and etching on through college as well. And just always kind of been something that lures me wherever I am and very central to all parts of my life.
And I see that you studied both art and biology at a school that encourages creativity. Isn't that right about Hamilton?
Yes. They've historically been strong in both the sciences and art, with their sister college, Kirkland, as well. So yes, I was able to pursue both of those interests at the same time, and it was really a nice fit that way.
You did go on to be an MD. That means a doctor?
That's right. You know, I had thought of going directly to art school after high school, but I'm thankful for having gone the liberal arts route where, you know, I studied many subjects in addition to keeping on going with the art, and had a chance to study etching in college, you know, access to the studio there that let me work with materials that would be hard to on my own, and that was wonderful. But then also, you know, seeing the world in other ways as well, I think really rounds out and informs my art. So yes, I studied all the pre-med things of biological sciences, chemistry, and I was interested in medicine as an applied art, as a way of helping people while still requiring many of that parts of creativity, of being able to synthesize things, you know, see the overall pattern, piece things together. That really is quite similar to what I did for, I believe it was 12 years in the practice of medicine before, about 12 years ago, closing my practice to be able to focus entirely on art. It was just a decision that the more it grew stronger, not weaker, as I, you know, kept putting it on to the side. And I'm immensely grateful for that choice and this opportunity to really focus on that.
And there is a sense of health that comes from that right connection with mm-hmm. the world around us, yes?
Yes, yes, a kind of harmony. Something about connections like that. You know, I think visual art really has a strong role in nurturing in our lives. You know, it can speak of that interconnectedness of things and hold on to it in a way that doesn't wear off. You know, all those wonderful paintings in the museums that I love to go visit, and, you know, they're as strong as they ever were when they were made centuries ago. And, you know, really reach to deeper parts of our lives, I think, and help keep that important and our attention there, as well as all of the, you know, day-to-day things we can get caught up in.
So it is fascinating that you think that it's not so different from the health consciousness that a medical practitioner would have in terms of getting us right. As you said, you used the word harmony.
Uh-huh, yes. Yeah, a kind of holistic view of things where the different planes of experience, of physical, emotional, spiritual, that can all overlap and interconnect. I think that's the place of greatest richness and or health, the word you use. You know, I know it's something I strive for and find immensely invigorating, you know, when I can get that in balance. Yeah, my art's a lot about that, of trying to piece things together and the invigorating sense of discovery, trying along the way of getting there.
It is wonderful to think about your background and your interest in both art and biology, and the fact that in your medical training, you're looking at layers below the surface. Obviously, the skin can tell us a lot. Are they clammy? Or those sorts of surface things you can do a lot through assessing the gut sense that you get when somebody's before you. But you have to, as a medical practitioner, go below the surface. And looking below is something that you're doing in this show. Tell us a little bit about the concept of that.
Yeah. I'm glad, you know, we started with sort of the roots in my path toward this, because I feel like they're really coming to fruition here, of all of that search for both the tangible physical aspects of the world as well as the more emotional or spiritual ones. That in these works, I've really been very intrigued and deeply immersed in trying to capture all of those aspects of this one site where all the paintings are based on, a pond here in central Pennsylvania that I've gone to over a decade, and I feel both intensely interested and at times overwhelmed by all of the life that's there, and how can I even begin to capture that in that way that is not just the physical things before me, but the sense of peace that I experience there, the sense of wonder at all of the things that grow and their beauty. And so it started with that connection to this place, and then searching for, with the things that I can get my hands on to create images, all of the art materials, from different types of paints to different things to paint on the surfaces. How can I work with these different elements to get at that sense of the connectedness there, and, you know, create visions of what speaks to me so strongly. So with that intense interest, it evolved into this year-long series of paintings, drawings, and monotypes, which are a kind of hybrid of printmaking and painting. So using these different techniques and, I believe, 8 different media, just one thing led to the next. That has been really enriching, exciting, you know, taking the, I wonder if I do this, what will happen, and then being sort of surprised at where that led, and then that giving a new idea. So all of these stepping stones that kept leading to the next in this whole series. That was an exciting process, and it means a great deal to me to see them then brought back all together in a solo show at the Bellefonte Art Museum. Opens this coming weekend. They'll all be shown together in a single gallery space, so the viewer will be surrounded 360 degrees by all of these works of this one place, but with all of the slightly different voices of the media used in each. So I guess in the end, I hope it will have that kind of harmony we began talking about, where different pitches, like a chorus, can come together in a more resounding voice than any one alone. So I hope this show will have that feeling of the place that inspired me to make the works.
You're using a musical analogy. All of your senses are engaged, and when you talk about the thunk of the brush on the canvas, you love that thunk, and you let all of your senses play into your experience. So we could imagine being with you at the pond and hearing the low croaking of the frogs and the wonderful singing of the birds and the insects as they fly through the air, and maybe there's a fish that springs up and goes psh, and that all feeds into this, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, it does. And that's part of why I really love working outside, painting outside. Most of my paintings start there. They don't necessarily finish there, but it's a place where that experience directly with nature will fill me with a sense of mood, or that surprise of things around me that happen. You know, the feel of a particular day, of wind or chill, that really shows up in the art itself, you know, in that unconscious way, but really a fresh and authentic feeling to those, what's called plein air. It means done in the open air, or more literally, full air. And so I do find that to be a really helpful approach to my art making, and that's how most of these started, although ultimately the ones in the show, many were made from those plein air sketches, made anew on a larger scale and on different surfaces in my studio over the past year, which, you know, gives me more room for working with different materials and in a thoughtful way over time, you know, letting things kind of ripen rather than while working outside. It can be so much happening and changing fast that you have to work fast. So, you know, I've found those different ways of working very complementary and do a little of both. But yes, like you said, of the, you know, the natural world around me definitely sparks up my creation. It's a really wonderful experience.
As part of the creative process, sometimes we get into dead ends and have to back out, or we push through and we learn something new. Have there been occasions in the course of preparing these pieces from maybe the sketches that you've done that you try to do something with a particular medium and you think that's going to be the one that's going to help you express and capture what it is that you feel or you experienced at the pond, but it just turns out not to be the right one?
Yeah, that does happen quite a bit, and I've had to work at it. It's taken a while to get at peace with those ones that don't work out, you know, because I really do feel so enthused over this that I want them to, you know. Sometimes it's a zen-like thing that the harder you try, the worse it gets. You know, if you get in place of too much left brain and you're trying too hard, you know, I am going to make this work, that kind of force something, then it just doesn't work at all for painting or drawing. I've gotten better at it, being at peace with, well, okay, you know, if it doesn't seem to be capturing what I'm trying, then that's okay. Sometimes, you know, a week later, I'll pull it out and know exactly what to do, and then sometimes it's a all the more wonderful a piece for having gone through a challenging stage. And sometimes they don't work out, but it, you know, will teach me how to handle the materials differently, or, you know, just know that I have to stay in that place of being free with it and let it go where it needs to go.
On your website, you have shared the open box that arrived with art materials and talked about the enthusiasm and, oh, how exciting. It felt like a little one at a birthday party opening up a present. That's the enthusiasm that you have for the materials. Was that always the case? Did you just love the feel and the smell of the paint and all of that?
Yeah, I do get very excited over the lush materials themselves. My drawer of pastels, you know, I just open that up in this array of colors, and, you know, that will jumpstart me into, ooh, you know, yes, I'd like to use this or that. And with oil painting, there's a wide array of not only different colors that you can work with, but different painting mediums that modify the flow of it, the thickness of it, the glossiness of it, all kinds of things you can harness. And yeah, I guess I have a really friendly relationship with the materials, and perhaps there's roots to that with my grandfather when we spent a lot of time drawing together when I was early elementary school, and he let me use his oil paints as well. So when I open a bottle of linseed oil, that's a typical medium used with oil painting to thin it, alter the drying rate, the smell of that just cues me right back into, you know, really joyful times painting with him. And, you know, I think that was pretty unique that he let me use this stuff that can really make a mess early on. It opened doors for thinking, dreaming what I can do with these materials. So I guess I have a long-time fond relationship with them. And there's so many that I don't think I'll ever run out of different new media to try or different ways of using them. It's really invigorating to me.
And you're sharing some of that enthusiasm not just in this show. Tell us about the book.
Yeah, and that came kind of late in the process that I think was what I mentioned earlier, one of those stepping stones of using a different medium or support, and then it would give me a new idea. Well, once the paintings got going, and I would like to credit my husband, Tim, for the suggestion of a book, because, you know, in talking with him, the kinds of things he was interested in hearing about sort of made me think, like, well, yeah, that might be interesting to write down, too. Like a new medium, another medium, the words in a book. I do like to write. Then he helped with the photography of the artwork and layout of the book. And, we finished it in time for the show, so it will be available along with the artwork at the Bellefonte Art Museum during this month, May 5 through 28. And, yeah, that was another unexpected yet really exciting and fulfilling medium to use. In the book, described for many of the works in the show some of the process that I went through with each individual one, you know, what inspired me at the scene, what about the materials that I chose for them, how it comes through. And that's something in seeing these works all together that I think will be a really unique opportunity to see the different qualities of the surface. That's part of why I call it through the surface. I mean, both beneath the surface, as in trying to get at the spirit of the place, not just the physical description, but then also the expressive qualities of the surface of the artwork itself is a lot of the expression of it. I believe that you can see in these works areas where, you know, the brush strokes, the thickness of the paint, the glossy or matte qualities, you know, they're all very deliberately chosen and are different in each of the 24 works in the show. I think will be a fascinating thing for people to explore of how those aspects of original art impact the experience of viewers looking at them.
And you talk about paintings within the paintings, that smaller portion that's part of the larger whole.
Yeah, and that was something that, you know, as a series of works developed, that I saw in it. I didn't do any of that deliberately, but in the end, looking at them, I'm really fascinated by that. Paintings within paintings, where, you know, any one section of different parts of these relate to other sections within the painting, and the materials themselves are the subject within that small segment of it, that you can see where the painting knife dragged a slab of paint, or see the remnants of brushstrokes or little gestural lines. All of those parts of the materials in my hand are interesting and expressive in and of themselves.
Do you see your work as part of any particular tradition in the world of visual arts? You talked about going to the museum, and certainly your grandpa was passing on a tradition to you. Do you think about your work in terms of the past at all?
I think, you know, I know the area where I grew up, the land of the Pennsylvania Impressionists, that those are my roots, where, you know, using color and a lot of outdoor experience, as the Pennsylvania Impressionists did, those are, I think, where I started. Yet I also have some, I would describe as expressionist tendencies, the force of gesture and, you know, pretty bold use of color. Those are things that really speak to me in art making too. So, you know, I love the abstract expressionists. I like many of the French or American impressionists. And I think mine's kind of a hybrid of that, and has, you know, some abstract elements pretty strong, as well as the beginnings with real world natural subjects. I'm looking for a synthesis of all of that.
Well, tell us about the show, where we can find it, when the opening is, when your signings are, and so on.
Yeah, the Through the Surface exhibit will be at the Bellefonte Art Museum, which is in the town of Bellefonte. It opens May 5th with the reception scheduled this coming Sunday, May 7th, noon to 4:30. And I'd love to talk with people about the work and share what we've been talking about today, be able to see in front of the real paintings these surface qualities that I'm talking about, and all of these hopefully harmonized voices about this place. Really look forward to sharing them with people, so hope they can make it to the reception. I'm also going to be giving gallery talks with a chance to go a little bit more in depth about the materials used. One of those is this Saturday, May 6th, 1 to 2 p.m. I will be there to talk about some of the media that I've used, which include oil, pastel, gouache, monotype, silver point, acrylic, pen, and graphite. I'll have some samples of each of these different materials and show people a little bit about how several of them actually work, and also explore some of the different surfaces I've painted on, such as linen and wood panel, different kinds of paper, canvas. Talk about how those surfaces impact the work. So those events, both the reception and gallery talk, are this weekend. There's also a book signing following Saturday's gallery talk. So the book signing will be Saturday, May 6th, 2 to 3 p.m. And then two more events a little later in the show. If people can't make it this coming weekend, there'll be a gallery talk Sunday, May 21, 2 to 3, and a book signing Sunday, May 14th, 2 to 3 p.m. So lots of times to be there. And I'd like to put in a good word about the Bellefonte Art Museum itself. It's a very fascinating place that each month there are new exhibits. There are several gallery spaces within this old historic stone building. And each month there's a changeover of different local, regional, or sometimes international artists exhibiting. Really a fascinating array of different styles. And the first Sunday of every month is usually a opening reception and a great time to visit. So I encourage people to, you know, keep an eye on their website, which is bellefontemuseum.org, to see what's coming up next.
And give us your website.
Mine is www.alicekelsey.com, and I do keep that regularly updated with new works and a section in there about upcoming shows. I've also started a new venture, I guess another medium, the e-newsletter, which I'll be putting out monthly about, you know, little stories of when I go out plein air painting, or how a certain work developed, some of the stages it went through, or if I go visit museums, that sort of, you know, interesting art-related stories, and lots of kind of colorful images I'll be putting in out. If people are interested in receiving that, there's a place you can sign up on the homepage of my website. That would be wonderful.
Artist Alice Kelsey, from Warrior's Mark, speaking with us about her solo exhibition, Through the Surface, opening this Friday, May 5th, and running through May 28th at the Belfont Art Museum, 133 North Allegheny Street in Belfont. There will be an artist reception this Sunday, May 7th, from noon to 4:30. That's Sunday, May 7th, noon to 4:30, artist's reception. Gallery talks this Saturday, May 6th at 1, and again Sunday, May 21st at 2. And book signings Saturday, May 6th at 2, right after the gallery talk, and again Sunday, May 14th at 2. For more information on the web, alicekelsey.com, and Kelsey is spelled K-E-L-S-E-Y, alicekelsey.com, or you can check the museum website, belfontmuseum.org, belfontmuseum.org. Through the Surface, a solo exhibition of new works by Alice Kelsey, May 5th through the 28th at the Belfont Art Museum. For more information, on the web, alicekelsey.com, alicekelsey.com, a gallery talk this Saturday at 1, and an artist reception this Sunday from noon to 4:30.